Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Memchas Nida 48. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the sixth chapter of Maseches Nida, and this is a chapter called Ba Siman, that the signs come. Basically, in the earlier chapter, we learned that the time where a woman becomes considered to be old, to be an adult, comes according to, on some level, according to her development in her upper area, into her chest area. And that means to say, when her chest begins to change, she's going to be considered to be an adult, or she's growing into adulthood. So that is called the upper siman. There's also the lower siman, which refers to her genitalia area. So our Mishnah says, "Ba siman atachton ad shelo ba elyon." That let's say her lower sign, meaning to say that the hair in her genitalia area, if it arrives before the upper sign comes, meaning to say before her chest develops, then she's going to be considered like an adult for all matters. And so therefore, if she falls for levirate marriage, then she can do chalitzas omis yabemes. She could either do chalitza, which is the termination of the levirate relationship, or she can do the levirate marriage. However, baha elyon ad shelo baha techton, let's say the chest develops before she has the signs that are in her lower part of her body, which the Mishnah then goes on and says, Afal Pisha E F Shar, even though this is an impossibility, that under those circumstances, Rav Meir says, if she gets her upper signs before her lower signs, Rav Meir's in the position, Lo Chaletzes Lo Mesia Bemes, she does not do the Chalitza or the Ibim, because she's not going to be considered an adult. Whereas the sages say, L'chachamim Omrim, Oh chalatzis, oh misyabemis, that if her upper signs develop before her lower signs, she can do either chalitza or yibum, because we say mipnei she'amru efshar l'tachton lavo ad shelo ba elyon, aval e efshar l'elyon lavo ad shelo ba tachton, because we say that it is possible for the lower signs to come before the upper signs have come, but it's impossible for the upper signs to come before the lower signs come, and so therefore, if she has the upper signs, it's a certainty that she's an adult. So therefore, the Gemara says, well, both on 48b, our Gemara points out, to Kuli Alma, both according to Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, Mia Tachton Samchinon. Everybody says we rely upon the lower signs. Where do we know this? What's our source for this idea that the lower sign is the controlling factor with respect to whether or not a girl is considered to be a woman and an adult? Minoan, what is our source for that? So says Amarav Yehuda Amarav Achein Tanad Meir Rishmal. The source is on the page of a verse in Numbers chapter 5, verse 6. Isho isha ki asu mikol chatos ha'adam. A man or a woman who will do anything from the sins of man. Hishva kosov ishva isha ish. The sages expounded that we've compared a man to a woman, l'kol onshin shebatorah, for all punishments of the Torah, to teach us that a man is comparable to a woman, and ma ish b'simen echad, just like a man is considered to be developed with one sign, if he only has signs below in his genitalia area to determine whether or not he's an adult, so to an isha b'simen echad, so to a woman is her determining factor is whether or not she has one sign. That is all. That is the source from it. So the Gemara says, fine, so maybe the woman needs one sign, but maybe Ema Ohai Ohai, how do we know it has to be the lower sign? Maybe it's either the lower sign or the upper sign. The Gemara says, no, ki ish, that it says a man is comparable to a woman, ma ish, tachton velo elyon, just like the man is the lower sign and not the upper sign, so too af isha tachton velo elyon, so too the woman is going to be considered to be the lower sign and not the upper sign. And indeed, tanya nami hachi, indeed the Braisa states, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, kach hayu mefarshim biyavne. This is what they explained in Yavne, Amru Kivin Shabbat Tachton. Once the lower sign has come, Shuv Emashkichon Elyon. We no longer pay attention to the upper sign. She's going to be considered an adult. And now the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Benos Kirachim, that the girls who live in the city, Tachton Lemaher Lavo, that their lower signs quickly come before their upper signs, Mimnei Shirigilus Bemarchatos. And they noticed that the girls in the cities quickly had their lower signs coming, and it was because The Gemara assumes that it was because they used to spend a lot of time in bathhouses, and that caused them to grow hair quicker in that area. And so too, Benos Kefarim, in the opposite approach, the girls of the villages, Eliam and Mayarwavo, they developed their chests quicker, Mimnesha Tochanos and Berechaim, because they were always working in the mills, and because they were always working in the mills, as a result of this, they were always moving their hands, and as a result of that, their chests developed quicker. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, "Benos Ashirim, the rich girls, tzad yamin memeher levo, the right side of their chest developed more quickly because shenishof bafrakison, because they would put a shawl over their right side of their body, and that would cause it to develop quicker. Benos aniyim, and the daughters of the poor families." They didn't have a cloth, tzad small memar levo, their left side developed quicker, mnesha shoavos, because they would be carrying kade mayim alein, the jugs of water, or alternatively, mnesha nosin achein agas sein, because they carried their brothers on their sides. But we see from here, the Gemara assumes that you could train your body to develop in a certain way. And that becomes a question amongst the poskim, whether or not if a person was, let's say, born as either a lefty or righty, can they change their develop through development? Can they become a different status, a lefty or a righty? And this has questions, is relevant to the status of whether or not which hand the person should put the tefillin on, of which, and so therefore, that is a relevant question which the poskim discuss and they debate.